Where would we be without the rock music? We're at the National. What's up, Lefty?
What's up, dude?
Sports Card Strategy Show Special Edition.
This is Sports Card Strategy Show Live.
I feel like Mike and Mike in the morning back in the heyday.
You kind of look like one of the mics.
Like Greeny?
I'll let you guess which mic.
I guess Greeny.
The big guy.
I'm telling you, during my mid-20s, I did probably look like Mike Golick.
I don't believe that at all.
Way overweight.
No way.
I was.
Seriously?
Yeah, I lost like legitimately 70 pounds when I was 35 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
How'd you do it? What's the secret sauce?
I did it the right way, Kendall. I did it the right way.
Macros? Counting
macros? And working out every day, running,
nice,
lifting, training,
yeah,
getting up at 4 in the morning to work out.
Wow.
Going to bed early, not eating late at night. Not eating late at night is key.
All right.
Are you a late night snacker?
No.
Okay, good.
I am a late night doing stuff, though.
Yeah.
Dude, my most productive hours of the day are probably 12 to 3 a.m.
12 a.m. to 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that's why I'm always, like, notching off things on the...
On Basecamp.
On Basecamp?
Yeah, yeah.
Like 4 hours before we go live.
You know what I just found out from one of our listeners? One of our listeners knows the founder and creator of Basecamp. And that listener told me that the founder and creator of Basecamp is a sports card investor. So I'm sitting here using this tool.
That seems too easy.
I know, right?
You know where your next move should be.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Need a little capital from the
from
the founder of Basecamp.
Yeah.
Let's go, Jason Fried. If you're
Come
listening
on, Jason.
To Jason Fried, you're a listener of the show. We know you love us.
You're probably here, Jason, and we know you love this show.
Jason,
we know you listen every week.
Jason Fried, the founder of Basecamp. If you're at the National and listening to our show, we're at booth 3216, cracking slabs. Kendall, tell the listeners what almost happened just a minute ago at the booth.
You know, I've known Paul for a while now, and I see him online every week. We've only seen each other in person a couple times, but I've never seen him sweat like he did when he was cracking a PSA 5. Was it a 5?
Yeah, it was a low grade. I think
PSA
it was
5 Dwayne The Rock Johnson Miami Hurricanes card.
You know, I'm at the point now where it's like, I know it's a big card, but I don't even want to look at the card.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like it's just going to psych me out.
Yeah.
Cracking like a huge card. So I was just kind of like, this is a Sports Illustrated for Kids card. Whatever,
yeah.
I'm going to crack it.
Yeah.
So then, like,
it's not even cardboard.
No, it's...
It's just, cardstock.
Yeah.
Maybe less.
It's very easy to bend. I will say that. Very easy to bend. I did end up successfully cracking it out of the slab, but there was a moment of absolute panic when all was well.
I saw it.
All was well.
I even
until
got a photo of you at the end when you pulled it out and you went.
Was anything running down my leg?
No.
Okay.
Well, you were sitting, so.
Okay. Okay. I'm really, really close to the ground anyway as a human being, so it might not be.
It's
easy.
A quick to the ground.
It's a quick. Quick to the ground. So basically what happened was, like, the bottom left corner of the, or the bottom right, whatever, corner of the slab was left on when the rest of it had cracked. And it's one of those situations where you got to keep cracking until the slab loosens up enough to just shake the card out. And luckily, the gentleman who I was cracking it for was nice enough to be like, yeah, just shake it out of there. So as I was shaking it out, the little Sports Illustrated for Kid mother scratcher, like, slid out real fast. Another moment of panic. Got it in. And then I was putting it in a penny sleeve. Like, nope! Don't put it in a penny sleeve.
I hadn't thought about that, actually.
You know, I put mine in penny sleeves, so I was surprised. But like everything else in this hobby, to each his or her own, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's got their method of madness. I mean, that's what we've said time and time again. There's a million and a half ways to make money in this game. And what we're trying to do at the Sports Card Strategy Show is give you a little bit of a level up so that you can kind of find your game. Copy one of us if you want, but also, like, if you want, Do your own thing.
Yeah.
And if you're making green, then it's working.
Absolutely. And like other than getting to do this with you, one of my other favorite things is when people from the audience, like Mosaic Farmer Joe or yeah. Lonnie Conley or Chad Gill, who's audience member turned analyst turned Dr. Crack, come to the table with like really good,
yeah.
good ways to make money. Cause then it's like, all right, get in here, guys,
yeah.
get in here with us in the fam and let's tell the audience what you're doing.
When I first started doing sports card stuff and like, I didn't know what a certain parallel was called or something like that, I would get so nervous that people are going to find out
yeah.
that I don't know it all.
Yeah.
But now I'm just like the other day we were talking about some parallel. Oh, we were talking about the Jalen Hurts on the gauntlet. And
yeah.
we were like, yeah, I don't really know much about this. And they were like, oh, it's a Genesis.
Genesis.
And
yeah.
then like the guy from Milwaukee is just like telling us about like how Mosaic has these. And
yeah,
it was their rookie card, but they also have a debut rookie card and some other. I don't know.
Right,
exactly
right.
But I was just like, that literally did not, like, touch – that didn't, like, scare my ego. I was just like, dude, that's sick. I'm glad we have people educated in our listener
yeah,
base.
I feel the same way. Like, I was a few years ago nervous about getting called out on everything and
yeah.
trying to be open and honest about, like, I don't know it all.
Right.
And I think that's why you and I found each other.
Yeah.
I think that's why we're a couple now,
yeah.
you know?
We're a nice little sports card
couple.
We're
a nice little sports card couple, everybody. And now we're a love triangle with Dr. Chad Gill, who's going to be here later. But we welcome all of you in from the National. This content is for all of you who can't make it to the National. We love you. We miss you. Oh, my shoes, Ryan Borusky. Thoughts out to you guys and all the rest of you.
I thought Borusky was coming in his sidecar.
He was, but unfortunately there was a personal... You know, he shared this on the show and tell so I can say it. His father-in-law passed away.
Oh, no.
So it's the timing of when you would normally have, like, the funeral or the wake or whatever. Mm. So, Borusky, we're praying for you, brother.
Yeah, for sure.
You and your wife and your family. But we've got a lot of great people here with us. We're creating this content also for the people who are here with us, but also for everyone else who can't make it. So Kendall and I are going to talk a little bit about the National. I'll ask Lefty a few questions. He'll ask me a few questions. It's going to be a version of the normal show, but an abbreviated version. And then I've got a buy, who I'm buying at the National that I'm going to share with Lefty, see if he's buying anyone. And then I got a little Would You Rather, like National style, queued up for you.
Love it.
A little surprise, a little Would You Rather for Lefty. And then
just a one-on-one gauntlet?
Yep. One-on-one gauntlet.
Let's go.
It's just like the old days before we had Chad. Whew.
Miss those days.
Miss those days. Let's give Chad a day off every once in
yeah.
a while.
Shoot.
Chad, we love you. Okay. Multiple camera angles. I'm feeling fancy. Please comment below if you're listening on Apple or Spotify. Tweet at Lefty McKee and at No Offseason Card, at Sports Card Strategy on Instagram. We'd love a follow. We'd love a DM if you're not able to comment on YouTube. So let's get into just thoughts around the National. So we've got some guys here that are waiting to get their slabs cracked. So hopefully they'll be back while we're recording. Lefty, I just walked around yesterday. This thing's massive. It's like, I feel like it's four times the size of last year. I know you literally just walked in like an hour ago, but you already kind of have a story that, you know, you saw.
Oh, yeah.
You saw somebody. Who'd you see?
Yeah, I walked in. You know, it's 8:30 in the morning. I flew out at like 7 Eastern. Get here at pretty much 7 Central, pretty much. And then walk in, get my ticket from Paul. I walk in, set my bag down. I say, Paul, I got to go to the restroom. He's like, all right, it's over there. So I'm taking my little pee break, and I walk by, and there's kind of some people already starting to form in like this line. And I was like, oh, okay. And I look over, and Derek freaking Jeter is 10 feet from me with, like, no Secret Service.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Everybody's just a dude here. Or
yeah.
A dude or a dudette.
It very quickly became, holy crap, Derek Jeter's over here. So I, like, got out of there as quick as I could. I mean, I'm not the type to fangirl, but it was cool to be like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Derek's here.
It's cool when you're, like, yeah. standing around at 8:30 in the morning and Derek Jeter's right next to you with, like, nobody else around.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of the first times in a while that I've been humbled by where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Not like humbled because Derek Jeter's here, but be like, wow, I get the opportunity to do some pretty cool stuff in life. And this, I'm getting the opportunity to be at a show that Derek Jeter sees as valuable.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of like it's a place where I was like, I get some pretty freaking cool, I got some cool friends, I get to do some cool stuff, and we make money during it, and that's even cooler.
Absolutely.
So anyway, shout out to just everything that's a blessing.
And shout out to blessings.
Shout out to blessings.
Blessings all around. Arena Club is the company that he's like a partner in or a co-founder, so he was promoting Arena Club, I'm sure. We had them on the show last year. I don't know if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little rough.
It was weird.
Yeah. It wasn't great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start a grading company right now. Would you?
No.
There's a lot of grading companies.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked to several grading companies that are coming off the ground, I feel like.
Yeah.
And, man, if there's an aspect of what I would do in the hobby right now to start, I would do something. Well, obviously, we started this.
Yeah.
But I would not. That'd be very, very last on my list as a grading company.
Very hard.
I think I would more willingly start a legit card company than I would, like.
Yeah. Speaking of that, there's a legit card company right next door to us, their booth. They've got, like, hip-hop cards. I want to try to have one of them over to talk.
Is that the one with the
Gas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's called Gas. I'm glad I remember the name. Shout out to Gas. They're letting me steal their power right now. I'm totally jocking their power. I'm stealing their gas. I'm literally stealing Gas's gas.
We're cooking with Gas.
Yeah, thanks, Gas. We're scrappy. Like,
we're just making it happen here at the National.
We're cracking slabs. We're setting up our own booth. We're actually squatting in Tim Larson's booth. Shout out Tim Larson and Signs of the Time Collectibles.
Tim's a big fan of Gas.
Tim is actually giving me rides to Mosaic Joe, Mosaic Farmer Joe in the house. Yeah, you need to borrow a screwdriver? There's one right there. Okay. Family members of nooffseason.com are here. I think Joe might come in and crack his own slab, which is totally fine by me.
Lit. Maybe you can crack this.
You
want to
crack
slab.
Your own slab? Yeah, go for it. All right, cool. So a lot of good stuff going on here at the nooffseason.com sports card strategy show. Signs of the Times collectibles booth. Joe, Patrick Mahomes. Here, come here. Let's get that on our Mosaic Joe in the house.
This is getting cracked as we talk.
So read it out, Lefty. What's on the slab there?
It's a 2018 Panini Spectra Patrick Mahomes signature out of 49. Beauty.
Hey, Joe, are you confident enough to crack his slab for us?
Here we go.
Let's go.
Sweet. Could you? Yeah.
Oh, I got to see that one, too. This is yours?
You're not going to do his? Okay.
Sheesh. Rookie debut. We got a gold rookie debut, Shohei. I've been here for like an hour and a half, and I've seen more Shohei cards than anything else.
Kendall's going to do that one.
Yeah, I'll do that one.
All right, so Lefty, you just cracked the slab.
Ruined it.
Completely slaughtered a gold Shohei.
I have to go.
Fired. It's the last you'll ever hear, Lefty. What do I owe the guy? Well, how much was the card?
About $6,000-$7,000, probably.
Okay. That's Lefty's entire salary at sports. It's more than his entire salary.
Yeah.
At sports card strategy show, nooffseason.com.
No, dude. I crushed it, actually, for all of those that are worried.
Don't worry. We're messing with you guys. Lefty crushed it. Got the gold Shohei out. Flawless move.
$7,000 raise is what I'm hearing.
That's right. I owe Tim Larson about $10,000. So just add $7,000 for Lefty onto the books. Hey, Jason Fried, where are you? Basecamp founder.
Yeah,
you
want to
pay Jason $17,000, $10,000 for Tim, $7,000 for Lefty.
We could be the official sports card show of Basecamp.
Oh, that would be great. You guys have no idea how much I love Basecamp. Like, Basecamp is like as much a part of my life as my family has been for the last 15 years.
I have worked with Basecamp a very small amount before you, and I also have friends that work with Basecamp. No one in my life does Basecamp like you do.
In what way? Elaborate.
I feel like your whole life is scheduled through Basecamp.
It really is.
Like, when I go, like, I have my stuff, yeah. right? But then sometimes I can just teeter into finding your stuff, and I'm like, I got too much here. I need to exit out.
Yeah, you can.
Just hit the X.
Yeah, like, literally it'll be like, empty the dishwasher.
In, yeah, I find myself in Paul's to-do lists, and I'm like, I know too much. I got to get out of here.
It'll be like, change the toilet paper in the upstairs bathroom on a to-do list. Checked it off. Love it. So, anyway, Lefty cracked the Shohei, got it out. Mosaic Joe, Mosaic Farmer Joe came over. Super cool moment. Cracked his own slab. He's a member of the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Strategy Show fam. Mm-hmm. Came over, cracked his own slab. That dude's got a lot going on in cards. Super interesting. We were talking about that a minute ago where it's like when you get the Farmer Joes, the Lonnie Conleys, the Chad Gills, adding to the knowledge base that we have here, it's like a crowd. It started as Lefty and Paul, and now it's like crowdsourced community knowledge.
How long, I forget, how long were you doing podcasts by yourself?
Well, I messed around for about 6 months trying to figure out what I was doing, and then I started doing this show with my buddy Nate, who I went to like basically high school and college with. He just likes to talk. So I figured, like, he knows sports. He likes to talk. Let me do a few episodes with him just to get the reps in. And then I did it maybe about 3 months with him. And then you and I were already kind of virtual friends. So then we reached out to each other again. And I was like, God, Lefty's way better than Nate. Let's get him on the show. So not too long. Maybe like 6 to 8 months.
Shout out to Nate for giving me an opening.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He's the pre-Lefty. He's not even Nate. He's just pre-Lefty. So,
Am I post-Nate?
No, you're just the now and the future. The now and there's no more Nate. Sorry, Nate.
Oh, okay. Sorry,
there's
Nate.
There's a Pulisic jersey.
Is that what it is?
It's a Chelsea. Oh, no, maybe. Is he three?
It is not Pulisic.
Somebody else plays for Chelsea.
I think it's Azpilicueta.
Okay.
Speaking
of that soccer name that I'm not familiar with, there was a slab that I cracked yesterday. A woman's player who you have mentioned on the show before. Katarina? Is there a Katarina Vicario? Yes, that's her name.
Yeah.
That's her. Yeah.
You cracked her
card.
A Vicario?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I cracked the Vicario yesterday.
That's sick.
That was the card that I got out perfectly right before I almost severely damaged the Giovanni Reyna PSA 5.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yeah, it's in there.
Did you put it on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It's here, let me show you. It's one of these right here. It's this middle one.
All right. Well, as good as that photo is.
It's like my nose is bigger than the card.
Katarina Vicario.
It was a Katarina Vicario rated rookie optic
for Chelsea.
Optic rated rookie.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe that guy was wearing her jersey.
That could have been it. It could have been.
Okay. So
where are we going with this show?
We're gonna go with my national plays, and then we're gonna do a would you rather, and then we're gonna sign off. So here's my national plays, Lefty. Yesterday, I walked up to Texas Roadshow, hugged Chase Krim. I think we actually did like a real handshake hug, like a better one than you and I did this morning, where we missed the hand and then did the hug. Krim and I did like a real one, and then he immediately.
I don't hold that over you, by the way.
I know that was totally my fault. Thank you for not holding it over me. Then he slid out a Cam Thomas impeccable rookie patch auto, beautiful patch out of 99, and just said, basically. There you go, Paul. Had a $100 price sticker. I'm like, well, what's the Paul Hickey price? He said $80. I said, well, there's a Treylon Burks Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto right underneath that had a $20 sticker on it. I said, how much for that? He goes, both for $80.
Come
I said,
on.
Done.
I buy cards so much from Krim because he's my guy.
I wouldn't know Krim if it wasn't for you, and I get the best deals of my life. Not only that, but then... Just through...
That Jordan Poole could carry you for a while.
Yeah, it's still one of my better plays. Second to the Victor Wembanyama play.
Well, that's never getting better than
and,
that.
And maybe actually maybe third now to the Cam Thomas and Victor Wembanyama. But anyway, I digress. So then I'm standing there talking to Krim, and he said, well, who else are you looking for? And I said, Jackson Chourio and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
You're looking for SGA?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
A little bit. So
I like both of those plays, by the way.
Thank you.
I like your Chourio play way better than your Drew Jones play.
Okay.
I mean, I don't even think they're in the same sport. I was going to say
what
ballpark.
What sport is Drew Jones playing right now?
Right now, tiddlywinks. Dude is, I mean, you know I don't like to cuss. He's ass right now, Paul. He's horrible.
Yeah, he's bailing out of the box with curveballs coming his way.
I can't wait to see that downward regression on his
I have one word for you, Kendall. Hype.
That's fine.
That's
just
all
not
he
something
needs.
I'm going to make.
That's all he needs to have his card value go up is hype.
Dude, that's exactly why I texted you the picture of the Calvin Ridley card this morning.
Yeah.
Got suspended for a whole year for betting on games. And then he tweeted yesterday, I'm going to get my name back. That's awesome. and I expect him to just ball out.
So after I tell my story, I want to know if you already bought that Calvin Ridley card, because you said you were tempted by it. Okay. Anyway, I'll be brief. Standing next to Krim, Say Jackson Chourio, dude next to me, Zach, BDRR_sportscards on Instagram, says, I've got a Jackson Chourio Bowman Chrome First Auto PSA 10 that I'll sell you for $500.
What?
And I said, bro, I'll do it, but I want you to know the comps are like $675 right now. And he's like, well, aren't you friends with Chase? And I said, yeah.
Yeah, sure am.
Absolutely. And he's like,
was Zach also part of Roadshow? Oh, Zach.
No. Not part of Roadshow.
Just
had his own booth. He goes, come over to my booth later and find me and I'll sell you the card. So went over to his booth later, had his cell phone number at the booth. He wasn't there. I texted him. He came right back. Couldn't find the Chourio for like 20 minutes. I'm like, he felt so bad. I'm like, don't worry about it. I don't care. Sold it to me, found it, sold it to me for $500. We're looking at it right now. It's a beauty. This Kendall. What am I going to sell this for? If I can, first of all, when is he going to get called up? Then what am I going to sell this for when he does get called up?
Well, I don't think you're going to make it to the call up because, like we talked about last week on the show, it's just you have a lot of outstanding qualities, Paul. A lot of them. More than two handfuls of outstanding qualities. Patience is on the short list of things that you need to work on. In regards to sports cards.
I almost, it's funny you said that because I almost literally took it back and sold it to Krim right after that.
I told you. You're never going to make it to a call up. Never. It's going to go up $200 or so like this off season or something for some weird reason. And you're just going to be like, cha-ching.
I just wanted to be like, in show flip. First ever in show flip.
Trading up.
Would have been the worst thing ever.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you basically are like, that guy basically sold you that card and said, in 6 months, this is over $1,000.
That's what I thought.
And then you're going, and then you're like, okay,
I'll take 150 now. So
I'm gonna take that card from you. We're gonna keep it at my house, and so you can't sell it.
Okay, that's probably a good idea. Lefty's new service, like,
it's a vault.
The Paul Vault.
Yeah, the Paul Vault. Is that Kendall's
Lefty
out?
Will not ship it until it's the actual time that it should be sold.
That's it.
I love it. I need that. Okay, so
I actually have the opposite problem where I forget that I have cards, and then I just miss their windows. And I'm
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
I have an Ellie card that I found yesterday. It's not an auto or anything, but I found an Ellie card, and I was like, oh, crap. So
did
I just
list
put
it?
I put it on eBay immediately.
Good. Good for you. Yep. I'm proud of you. At least you got it up.
Thanks.
That's good.
Thanks.
That's good. All right. So those are my plays.
That's
I wanted to know what you thought. And
I really do think you could probably get a $900 to $1,000 in the spring before he ever gets called up.
Okay.
Which is when I would sell it.
So you don't think he'll get called up this year?
No.
Okay. Good.
So
I don't want him to.
The Brewers are one step away from being a really solid team. and they have had a lot of injuries. Corbin Burns has been just terrible for most of this year. The last couple starts, he's looked incredible, like vintage Burns.
Mm-hmm.
Sal Frelick coming up, been awesome. Yelich has finally returned to who he was. I don't really think they need to bring Churio. They're not a World Series team right now, but they are a playoff team, and they know they're a playoff team. So there's not really an advantage to pull up Churio. They're not trying to sell tickets. They don't really need him to compete right now. He doesn't also take them to the next level. So, no, I don't. I would actually be disappointed in the Brewers if they brought him up.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, you're starting his clock a little too early. He's so young. I mean, it would be really weird if they brought him up.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I was a little worried that with this like hitting streak that he's been on that they might call him up. But I think
now I'm not a GM. Is this a Messi jersey right here? Of course it is.
Is it an Inter?
Yeah.
Got an Inter Miami Messi jersey.
It's a Messi jersey. Yeah?
Yeah, sure. We've got pantyhose. One of our interns, Alan, just asked. We've got customers at the booth that we're not getting paid for because we're doing it for free. But
are they called customers then?
I guess. I'm going to roll with it. Customers/patrons at the booth that are getting our services for free.
I like that.
Are asking if we will also wipe down their card. Well, we might. Here's what we're going to do, Lefty. Let's do this. Let's have them wipe down their own card.
Yeah.
Here's my pantyhose. Wipe off your card with my pantyhose. Boom, done.
Well, we've already told this buckaroo that we would wipe it.
You want to do that one?
This one?
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
Okay. I'm trying to pawn off. I'm trying to get Lefty's count up to mine. I think I'm at 12 or 13.
No, I'm not afraid to crack.
Lefty's at 1, but he's at probably 1 more per hour than I am. So.
I've cracked a little bit in my life. I've done a little crack.
Yeah, I've done a little crack. We've got the doctor crack coming later today, hopefully. Okay, so who are you buying? Who are you looking at? Last year you bought Gunnar Henderson, but that was kind of an unexpected deal, right? So are you looking for deals like that this year? Or are you looking to go buy, like, specific players? Because I just said Churio and SGA. And then also, by the way, Chase texted me a 2018 Prism PSA 10 SGA red, white, and blue, and I bought that for him for $110, comps 140. Shout out Chase Krim.
What player?
SGA.
Oh, nice.
Sorry, I went really fast on that one.
Well, I was just like, prism color, okay.
I know. That was my last purchase.
Sweet. So you've bought 5 cards now?
I've bought 4 total cards.
Nice. I don't really know. I think I'm just going for deals at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm looking for... the hard thing is, like, right now it's not a buy season for any of the sports that I like to invest in. I mean, right now, what's it a buy season for right now?
NBA, but you don't really buy NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I would buy SGA cards.
Yeah.
Or maybe if I saw a really cool, like, Chet.
Yeah.
Or if I saw a really cool Giddy that was affordable.
Yeah.
Not like the one we saw last year.
Yeah, the dude wanted.
Yeah, does not even
30
close.
Grand for it, or no? He said he got an offer for 30 or 40 grand.
I guarantee you that card sells for less than 10.
Yeah, for sure. I was gonna say 5.
Yeah. I'm not really looking for anything specific, to be honest. I don't even know if I really will buy cards.
I don't blame you, and here's why. I think that, like, at this point in the year. For me personally, I've spent so much money on cards, and I am waiting to sell a F ton of football cards, and I need to liquidate basically everything that I have before I start reinvesting
trading.
A lot.
I did bring I brought pretty much every high dollar card I own other than the Alex Morgan that's for sale on eBay,
mm-hmm.
and my Otani that's also for sale on eBay. It's a running auction right now, so I didn't bring those because I didn't even want to be tempted to be like, for somebody to be like, I'll give you $400, and then I'll cancel the auction and just get a horrible review. I didn't want to do that.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Yeah, neither have I.
Oh,
Andy from Football Card Quest commented on my Treylon Burks. I literally was thinking of him when I bought that card.
That's awesome.
And he says, I see a Treylon Burks, LFG, fire emoji. Shout out, Andy. He'll be here. You pumped to meet Andy face to face? Let's freaking go.
Okay, all right. I just didn't know how.
Well, that's what he and Carter say on their show. At the beginning of the show, Carter says
LFG?
It. Or no, the real Carter thing. Goes, let's freaking go. He's got like that voice. Shout out. I like Carter. He's
let's
like,
freaking
he's like,
go.
Andy, break it down for us. You know who Andy's? He's like Mike Mayock. do you remember Mike Mayock? NFL Network?
No.
Andy should be on NFL Network.
Well, yeah, should be. Should be.
Yeah. NFL Network, we know you're listening.
Could you be. Should, he probably might. Would be,
he'd probably,
given the opportunity.
He probably should be. We should probably try to amplify Andy to an NFL Network job. He deserves it.
Andy Kiss.
He's better than Matthew Berry and all those guys that do fantasy content for those networks.
Well, I think Matthew Berry is with NBC or something now.
I know.
Anyway,
who knows? Okay, Lefty. So you're looking, you're not looking to buy much. Maybe
I'm really
maybe
honestly,
some deals. Looking to trade.
I'm looking to work. I'm looking to be here and meet people at the Sports Card Strategy Show, booth and crack slabs and meet Chad for the first time. Get some FaceTime with you.
This dude. Speaking of work, this dude's got like a stack of slabs. I hope he doesn't want us to crack them all. We might be cracking for a while.
Let's go.
Okay. Chad, but, get here quickly, please.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing Krim. Krim always gives me some good deals. So I'll probably go over there and be like, I don't want to buy anything. And I'll come back with like 8 cards.
So, Lefty, we have time for like one would you rather.
All right.
So let's do would you rather national style. And I figured this would be kind of fun. So I walked around yesterday and took photos of some cards to show you for would you rather. So there's this Shai Gilgeous-Alexander flawless 3/10 patch auto for $1,700. He's in an OKC uniform, so it's not a rookie. Not sure what year it is. Sticker price $1,700. So we're just going to go on the sticker price here.
Okay.
And let's pair that up against another flawless numbered 5/10. This is a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Would you rather? And we're just going to do this one, and then maybe what we'll do is throughout the week, each day we'll do one, or well, each day we'll do however many we have time for.
Sure.
And then we'll do a winner, maybe a winner on Monday's show. This will be the Monday gauntlet. So there's two great-looking patches, both flawless. One's horizontal, one's vertical. They're both three-color patches, both Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. One sticker price $1,300, one sticker price $1,700. Any rhyme or reason to why this is and which one would you pick?
I think it's pretty clear for me from the start. I love vertical cards.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of vertical cards. The patch is the blue jersey, not the orange. I'm not a fan of the orange jersey. He also has his headband on in the picture, and that's classic SGA headband. Also, look at the auto difference. The vertical one, the number is more legible.
Yeah, it is.
And his signature is a little more clean. But he's wearing the same jersey in both. So that can't really be determined. But I just like the flawless, similar to like a rookie ticket auto feel on the on the vertical.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay the extra $500 to get the one I like.
That's great, especially because you would only have to pay $400 extra to get the one you like.
Oh, I thought it was
$1,200.
Great.
$1,700 minus $300 is $400, so... There you go. Good stuff, Lefty. Great analysis. Great analysis, my man. All right, everybody. Anything to add, Lefty, before we sign off on this shortened edition from the National?
I did not buy the Calvin Ridley card.
You did not buy the Calvin Ridley
yet.
Card. Okay. Get it before Andy Kaysen does. That's my advice.
All right.
He's going to go get it. Get it and then show it to him and then flip it to him. In show flip.
In show flip plus 100.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for watching and listening to this special edition from The National. Whether you're here or not, we love you, and we'll see you soon. Paul Hickey, nooffseason.com. Lefty McKee, Just Breaks, Just Baseball, nooffseason.com. We're out.